22-year-old Ty Hernandez was mending a broken heart when he felt a cold coming on. His mom, Peggy, did the mom thing. "You've got to rest and drink fluids," she said. The next morning,
I left a note on the counter with some chicken noodle soup and said, "I hope you feel better. Call me if you need anything," and I went to work.
Ty had recently broken up with his girlfriend in Maine and moved back in with his folks. Their house sits on a lake in a leafy subdivision in Wellington. Ty's mom was glad to have him back.
We got home at 5:30, and I noticed that nothing was messed with on the counter.
So she went upstairs to check on him.
And I opened the door, and I found him on his bed, dead. Cold and dead.
Under Ty's body, a charred scrap of aluminum foil, a lighter, and a hollow tube from a ballpoint pen. Tools for smoking heroin. Ty had died of an overdose, but not heroin.
It was full strength. 100% fentanyl.
Fentanyl. According to a recent medical examiner's report, the powerful synthetic opioid killed more than 700 people in Florida in the first half of last year, more than any other drug. It's over 50 times more potent than morphine. The deadly nature of the drug prompted state lawmakers to take action this year. Now, Florida law allows people who distribute a fatal dose of fentanyl to be charged with drug-induced homicide. And Florida law enforcement is getting the word out to drug dealers.
Enjoy trying to sleep tonight, wondering if tonight's the night our SWAT team blows your front door off the hinges.
Lake County Sheriff Peyton Grinnell recently put out a public service announcement on YouTube.
To the dealers that are pushing this poison, I have a message for you. We're coming for you.
He stands staring into the camera, flanked on either side by four motionless deputies in ski masks.
If our agents can show the nexus between you, the pusher of poison, and the person that overdoses and dies, we will charge you with murder. We are coming for you. Run.
Drug-induced homicide laws are not new. More than 20 states have them. Most were put on the books decades ago during the height of the war on drugs. But prosecutors around the country are now dusting them off to combat the raging opioid epidemic. The charges are often hard to prove. But in Ty Hernandez's death, the evidence was jumping out at them.
Ty's phone was just ringing off the hook. This name kept popping up, Slim. 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 Texting. Dude, where's my money? Dude, where's my money?
Ty owed Slim $40 for the drugs that killed him. And Slim wanted that money. He wanted it so badly, he was willing to take it from an undercover cop posing as Ty's friend.
He said, "Hey, listen, I'm a friend of Ty's. His family found out he was doing drugs. They put his ass in rehab. Here's your $30. And he goes, no, it wasn't 30, it was 40.
That comment and other evidence led a federal jury in Palm Beach County to convict Slim, a 24-year-old Lake Worth drug dealer named Christopher Messina, of drug-induced homicide for selling Ty Hernandez the dose of pure fentanyl that took his life. Messina was sentenced to 30 years in prison. The expanded Florida statute now gives state prosecutors the same heavy hammer. Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg says they need it.
The person who is spreading this poison needs to be held accountable, and that will mean handcuffs and long prison sentences.
We're playing a drug war game of whack-a-mole.
Art Way is director of criminal justice reform for the Drug Policy Alliance. A report by the group says there's no evidence that drug-induced homicide laws reduce overdoses or drug use.
It shows that we have not yet attempted to do the difficult thing and address drug dependency from the demand side.
The report says the laws often ensnare friends or family members who are just sharing their drugs, not professional dealers. Critics also say the harsh statutes undermine Good Samaritan laws, meant to encourage people to call 911 when someone is overdosing.
We see situations where people leave the home and call 911 from a payphone or from another home because they're concerned about prosecution. And when you add murder to that mix, you're only increasing that dynamic and driving things further and further underground.
But State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg says his office has seen no instances where Florida's drug-induced homicide law has discouraged someone from calling 911. And as far as charging a friend who was only sharing drugs,
that's why we have prosecutorial discretion. And I trust prosecutors to make the right decisions in these cases.
For moms like Peggy Hernandez, punishing drug dealers and getting them off the street remains the number one priority. She lost her son to fentanyl, but another mom lost her son to prison.
I feel for her. I hurt for her. But unlike me, she still can hug her son if she chooses to. She can still go see her son if she chooses to. She can call and talk to him on the phone if she chooses to. I don't have that.
Peggy hopes state officials will name the drug-induced homicide statute Ty's Law after her son. Prosecutors charged three Jacksonville area men with drug-induced homicide last month for the death of an 18-year-old woman. I'm Peter Hayden in Wellington.